This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The Pentagon's top policy official has announced plans to step down. Douglas Feith's position as Undersecretary of Defense for Policy is the third highest in the Defense Department. He told Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld he would like to leave by summer. The departure of Douglas Feith would be the first crack in the high-level Pentagon policy team that planned and executed the war in Iraq. He is a staunch neoconservative who stirred up considerable controversy, especially for his role in the use of intelligence to justify the Iraqi invasion. NPR's Vicki O'Hara covers the Pentagon, and she joins me now. What led to Feith's announcement?
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld was asked that question yesterday when the news came out that Feith planned to leave. And Rumsfeld said that Feith came to him after President Bush was reelected and told him that he wanted to go back to the private sector sometime this year, preferably by the summer. Feith is a lawyer by training, but he's had extensive experience in Washington policy circles with two stints at the Pentagon, one at the National Security Council. And according to a statement by the Pentagon, Feith cited personal and family reasons for leaving. He is married with four children, and he said in interviews in the past that in his current Pentagon job, he really doesn't have much of a life outside of work.
Douglas Feith has weathered an awfully lot of criticism, especially from congressional Democrats. What makes him such a lightning rod?
Feith oversaw a special office in the Pentagon that assessed intelligence about Saddam Hussein's regime and then presented it to policymakers and people at the White House in the months leading up to the war. This was done outside of the work of the CIA. His office has been widely accused of presenting a skewed picture of intelligence to support the administration's decision to go to war. Feith's organization was very instrumental in making the case that there was a link between al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein, and that's something that subsequent investigations have not substantiated. Feith also was very involved in planning for the post-war, and even some Republicans here in Washington say that planning was inept given the growing violence in Iraq and also the inability, at least so far, to stabilize the country.
And other than the war in Iraq, what is the other criticism that's leveled at Feith?
Some of it involves the treatment of prisoners at Guantanamo Bay and Abu Ghraib in Iraq, because Feith was involved in the administration's discussions about how the Geneva Conventions apply to terrorism suspects. He also has been touched by the whiff of an espionage scandal. A man in his organization, Larry Franklin, has been under investigation by the FBI for allegedly passing U.S. information to Israel. Investigators have not suggested that Feith was involved, but he is known to be unabashedly pro-Israel. He's the son of a Holocaust survivor, and he was among a group of people who wrote a policy paper in the 90s for Israel's incoming prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. And in some ways, that paper could serve as a blueprint for the foreign policy of President Bush for the past 4 years, especially as it pertains to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Vicki, you say Feith's reasons for leaving, he says, are personal. Is there anything to suggest that he is being forced out?
No. In fact, Secretary Rumsfeld made a point yesterday of saying that he'd asked Feith to stay on, and he issued a statement quite complimentary of him. However, critics of Feith, particularly Democrats on Capitol Hill, have been calling for his resignation for some time. And I know that last summer, senior Pentagon officials were saying privately that Feith was on his way out. It didn't happen. Perhaps someone decided that a presidential election was just the wrong time for Feith to leave.
Vicki, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR's Pentagon correspondent, Vicki O'Hara.